It's 4:32. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. A bill to amend the state's constitution to allow former felons to vote may be dead for the year. The Iowa Senate will not advance a proposal to restore voting rights for former felons. It was one of Governor Kim Reynolds' priorities. Senator Brad Zahn said this afternoon he was taking the measure off the Senate Judiciary Committee's calendar, killing its chances of advancing ahead of a legislative funnel deadline tomorrow. There are still ways Republican senators could choose to bring the measure up this year, but it's unclear whether they'll do so. All week, Republican senators expressed uncertainty about how the vote would go. Zahn's decision to remove the amendment from the committee calendar came after Republicans on that committee talked about the measure privately. The Catholic Diocese of Des Moines is naming 9 priests accused of sexually abusing minors dating back to the 1940s. The diocese says there was enough evidence to substantiate 44 reported allegations. Bishop Richard Pate says the Catholic Church is trying to give victims a full accounting of clerical abuse. 2 of the priests were not known publicly before now. They were accused of abusing minors in the 1960s, and both are now deceased. The Catholic Diocese of Sioux City released a similar list of priests in February. That's Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update at 5:04. I'm Mary Hartnett.